What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
The world is a vampire.
The Raven Effect, with pro wrestling superstar Raven.
A cornucopia of stupidity masquerading as a podcast.
Critics have hailed it as everything from,
huh? Who's this Raven jerk?
And, if you want clever discourse, nonsensical banter, and incessant rambling, well, this is the show for you. Ladies, gentlemen, idiots, floozies, and reprobates, this is Raven.
Oh, and welcome! It's a Raven Effect podcast. And it's the usual inanity and belligerence you expect to come from Rich, and he never lets you down. Just now, you missed on Patreon, was Rich being belligerent. It's just a tremendous sight.
What do you blame me for? You're always throwing me under the bus.
Yeah, but for some reason, though, the wheels just seem to run over you properly. I don't know what that means.
I don't think I care for that.
You're too busy fiddling with your stuff.
We've discussed this. I'm back home. I'm on normal gear, and I've had to change connections.
I thought you were on a direct flight.
Yeah. No, I'm plugged in back to my other gear, and I had to switch out levels and blah, blah, blah.
It was fine when you started. Why did you keep messing with it?
You know what, Raven?
Why do you keep messing with it now?
Because stop touching stuff.
It doesn't sound right in my headphones. It sounds weird.
Yeah, but it sounds fine to us.
Does it? Is it okay now? Are you sure?
Yes. We would tell Feeny? You if it wasn't.
I don't want to know it. No, Feeny. Feeny's the producer.
You're
I want to know.
You're excellent. This is it. Don't touch it.
Okay.
No, he's going to touch it now.
You know what?
No,
I'm not.
Don't touch it.
You know
yes,
what,
you
Rich? Is?
I'm not.
You're already looking over there.
I'm turning away from it. I'm not looking.
Yeah, so you can use your left. So you can use your left.
Using his left hand
to fiddle with it. I know he's fiddling with it.
You know what, Rich's favorite place to go on a field trip was when he was in elementary school.
Where the Box Factory,
the Please Touch Museum. You could just touch everything, but then he didn't like it because he was allowed to touch it. He only likes it if he's not allowed to touch it.
Right, I have oppositional defiance.
That's
yes,
it.
You do. You would love to go to the Don't Touch Me, Please Museum.
I'm touching.
I thought that was my Catholic school was the Please Don't Touch Me Museum.
Yeah, that's what that is for sure.
That was the what the nun had the chastity belt for.
That's the Don't Tell Anyone Museum.
Can you imagine wearing a chastity belt, having a lock on your penis?
How would you pee? How does that work?
You just rust out the chastity belt.
What's up with the penis cage?
What?
You ever see that gimmick?
No.
Like the chastity belt, you know, that's just, it can be for anyone, but it's for ladies. It's just a metal. But the penis cage is where you have the belt, and then there's actually a cage around your penis.
Come on.
Yeah, the penis cage. Look
Christian
it up.
Christian cage?
I don't believe it.
Look up the penis cage. I don't want to look it up.
Brian cage?
All right, I'll
is
look.
Is it some kind of a sex toy? Is that what it is or no?
No, it's so the lady can keep your penis locked.
Hold on, wait. On Amazon. No, you're right. Amazon, chastity cage steel bondage.
Let me see.
Oh, yeah, look at this. It's only $23.50. You want me to share this? Hang on.
I can't see that, Feeny. Wait, I see it now.
You see it now?
Feeny's sharing it?
Yeah, well, what if you're... Can you imagine if somebody bought that, but your penis was so thin it could fit between the bars?
Yeah, here's the.
No, hold on. I'm gonna share my screen, Feeny. I will share my.
There's
screen.
One with a penis mold that can, you know. Then there's a little lock right on the top right there.
And then,
There it is.
But wait a minute. But you can still pee, right? How do you pee?
Looks like you can pee.
Hold on. What is that? Was that like
if
a?
If you can pee, you can still orgasm.
Was that a wolf eating the head of the cock? Is that what that is? That what's happening with that fucking cock cage?
It was a cock.
What's happening with that? Oh my god! Oh, look at that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's space age. That's futuristic. Yeah.
I like that it has side airflow as well. That's comforting.
It's important.
It's made out of space.
No, you're right. That's
polymer.
It's a tiger.
Oh, there it is.
That's a wolf.
It's a bear.
Oh, look at that. It goes right under your nuts, too. That's going to be uncomfortable as hell.
Yeah, well, that's, you're
don't
dating,
try to pull it off.
You're dating a very violent and extremely serious dominatrix, and that's what you're going to get.
Yeah, but what happens if you get a hard-on and it can't straighten out?
Ooh, would that be the reverse of a priapism? If you have an erection longer than 4 hours, please see a doctor. You know,
no.
Seriously, what would happen if you got an erection in that thing?
I don't know.
It would stop you.
Raven, you must have some crazy dominatrix stories.
Sure.
Nothing? You don't want to share anything on the program for the listeners?
I've become too woke.
What's not woke? There's not. I mean, if that's if that's your thing. I mean, Raven D listens to
us. I'm not into being physically hurt.
Well,
why do you think I took so few bumps?
Well, but it doesn't have to be physical. It can be mental, right? It's not always.
Oh yeah, that's great. You want to have a dominatrix who says, "All right, now brush your teeth."
Yeah.
No, but you know what I mean.
Eat all your veggies.
Yeah. Well,
mentally wound you.
I'm sure, probably in the fanny mail, Raven D has some crazy. Well, at least if it hasn't happened yet, next week she'll have some crazy dominatrix story where Feeny's being dominated by.
Yeah, she warned me.
Gabriel or something, and I don't know.
My dog.
Yeah, somehow we got to get the dog involved.
She tweeted me and warned me about something was coming, and there was a picture, and I don't know what it meant. So I guess we'll just have
to
wait and find out.
She was coming.
No, like some email directed towards me was coming, and then there was a picture, but I don't know what it was. So we'll have to wait and see.
All right,
maybe it was the cock cage.
It could have been the cock cage.
Yeah.
What about Brian Cage?
It was the
bottom.
It was the Diamond Dallas cock cage. Wait, now he's.
What
Paige.
About Anyway, so wait, so we have two important things to discuss today. First thing is the Tom Cruise movie, Mission Impossible: Ghost Protocol.
Oh, best movie I've ever seen.
And Rich, of course, didn't see it, and neither did Feeney.
Nope.
And they both suck.
Terrible co-host. Yeah.
So we'll review that next week.
Mm.
But by next week, I'll have forgotten the plot.
That's going to be difficult, too. I have a very, very busy week ahead here, boys. I don't know if I'm going to have time to watch it.
You're worthless, Rich.
Maybe I can make time this week. We'll see.
I'll tell you what, it's an amazing movie. It's really entertaining. And Tom Cruise's stunt when he runs down the side of the Burj Khalifa.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Can you imagine running down a building that's a mile high?
No.
Yeah, I can't either. I can't even imagine that.
I don't want to.
I'm going to be preoccupied this week, boys. Too busy for your fucking foolishness.
I'm going to be up in your area this weekend.
Whose area?
Holyoke.
Gainesville?
I'm going to Holyoke.
Oh, Mass. You're going to be in Holyoke, Mass. Nice.
In Albany and Rochester.
Oh, good old Rochester. Yeah.
Benny's assistant, Rochester.
Rochester's not a bad town.
I didn't say it was.
Mm-mm. No.
Actually, I've already, and the way this show airs, I've already been there.
That's true.
You missed out central, northwestern Mass and northeastern New York. You missed out.
What if you found out you had a northwestern Mass in your forehead or
Ooh.
Your brain?
That would be bad. So hold on. Are you driving? Is that what you're doing?
No. Why would I drive? I live in Atlanta.
No, but I'm saying you're going to fly. You'll probably fly into Springfield for Holyoke, right?
No, I'm Bradley.
Oh, Bradley. Okay. Well, that's what I mean. There's no airport in Springfield.
No, it's not.
Bradley.
That's not what you meant.
Springfield, Hartford. That's the airport. Springfield,
Hartford. They're two different airports.
It's actually in Enfield, so it's in the middle. All right? So once you're there,
What about the J Field? Where's that? Is that further left?
Oh, for the love of Christ! Are you driving to Albany after that, and then driving to Rochester? Or are they flying you from Springfield to Albany?
No, I'm going. I'm flying
from Hartford
to Bradley.
Right. Well, okay. So from Hartford, are you going back to Hartford to fly to Albany? They don't have flight.
That would make
no
sense.
Yeah, that would be stupid. So you're driving, or is somebody picking you up?
No, I'm doing. He's driving me.
Oh, okay. All right. And then Rochester's a haul from Albany,
especially because I'm doing them the same day. Holyoke and Albany.
Oh, you're doing a double shot. It's like Hogan.
Yeah, and then I'm going to Rochester the next morning, the next like lunchtime, and then I got a flight out that at dinner time.
Is there a show that early, or what are you doing?
No, it's toy stores. Toy store appearances.
Mm. Nice. What kind of toy store? Like an adult toy store?
I don't know. Yeah, that's what I should start doing.
Cock cages. Mm.
Yeah.
Like a Seinfeld episode, every doll winds up ties them together.
Mm-hmm. You could say, you know what we could come up with? We could come up with a Raven Effect branded cock cage, and you could sell them at your adult store appearances, Raven.
Yeah, that'd be not a bad idea.
What do you think? You think it'd sell?
I said it's not a bad idea.
Feeny?
What?
You want to get on that or what?
Sure.
Let me ask you a question.
Can we make money from it?
Why
sure.
am I selling these cock cages? Like, why is anybody buying one?
Well, what if you're in the market for a cock cage
yeah,
and you're a fan
why?
Of the show?
Why would you be in the market for a cock cage?
Well, they don't have to be in the market. You just autograph it. And then that's...
Right,
yeah,
right.
Where are you going to autograph it? On the bars?
Well, it comes in a very nice case.
Yeah.
So you autograph the case. Why would you want to buy a cock cage to begin with?
Well, you don't buy it.
Apparently somebody's buying them if they're selling them.
Yeah,
it
gets bought for someone. You don't buy it for yourself.
Right.
Yeah, well,
right.
Why would you buy it for someone?
Because they're a goddamn tomcat. You can't trust them.
Yeah. So you keep the key. So basically, your wife, Feeny, is if you start tomcatting, she's going to buy you a cock cage and force you to wear it.
No, I think she would.
Can you re-gift a cock cage?
I don't think that's not.
She'd probably fucking bob at your ass, huh?
Yeah, she would probably look for something more to like
maybe
disposal
that's why
means.
You buy a cock cage so you can't get bobbeted.
Save yourself. Yeah,
it's protection.
Well,
protection.
That cock cage isn't going to save you if they dump lighter fluid on your crotch and throw a match.
That'll get rid of the crabs, though.
We'll get rid of the crabs, yeah.
Yeah, see, you shave half your pubic hair, light the other half on fire, and when they crawl out, you stab them with a pin.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how that works?
That's how you get rid of them. Known fact.
Interesting.
Known professional treatment by doctors everywhere.
Did you ever go to that doctor, the crab doctor, with the ice pick and the disposable razor?
Yeah, but they use Manscaped. It'd be great if we had Manscaped as a sponsor this week, but we don't.
Yeah, you know, because you can use that lawnmower in the dark.
How about Feeny makes a text about somebody tweets, hey, where can you get a that puzzle?
Yeah.
And then Feeny goes, oh, you use it, you can get it here and punch in the code Conan. And then as an afterthought, he goes, or punch in the code Raven.
Yeah, but I knew.
An afterthought.
But I knew the guy. He asked me, because he heard it. He said in his tweet, if you saw that, I heard about it on the Conan show. So how do I get it? So that's why I use Conan's code first.
Yeah. Tell your story, Walker.
Hey, I don't know if this can't be a first, but Selena just made an appearance on the program. She just walked behind you.
Yeah, she's done that before.
Actually, I've never noticed her walk. That's the first time I've seen her walk by.
Yeah, it's just fascinating.
It is. You know what I mean? I didn't think she really existed, right, to be honest.
Really?
I thought she was a figment of...
wedding photos and everything.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? I thought that you were just still living in the past or something, you know?
What kind of wedding? What kind of wedding did you guys have?
We had a Disney wedding. No, we had a Vegas wedding, I mean.
Vegas wedding. Very nice.
Did you marry somebody else at Disney World? Is that why you got confused?
No, I just said Disney instead of Vegas. I think I got synesthesia.
Adult Disney? You got what?
Synesthesia.
What is that?
That's actually when you see colors for stuff for numbers and stuff shit like that, or you can hear sound, you can feel colors and you know all your senses are all combined in different and strange and unique.
So it's like you're tripping basically
all the time.
No, only if somebody sticks their foot in front of you and you don't see it.
Whoops!
All right. No. So the other thing we have to discuss that's very important. Is that Feeny and I lost $70 a piece over the weekend.
Ooh, yeah. That's
not this weekend, because when you listen to this, I'll have been in Holyoke, and I already told you that story. But the week before, which is just a couple days ago for us, I decided that my bookie, Joe Feeny, bookie at large, bet me 70 large, 50 on Derek Lewis, the Black Beast, to beat Cyril Gane, and 50 large is $50.
Yeah, in our system.
A 50 large is a, and then 50 small is 50 pennies.
Mm-hmm. Now, why does he have to be the Black Beast?
Because he's
racist.
The Black Beast.
That's his nickname.
Racist.
No, it's racist to not call him the Black Beast. That's his nickname. Yeah, how dare you be so racist, Rich?
Wow. Well,
isn't there a part of you, Rich, that misses like those wrestling gimmicks, though, like Kamala? You know,
kind of. Yeah, yeah.
What about what? Wouldn't that, what about if you were an
MMA
fighter?
He's a Ugandan cannibal.
And your nickname was the Cuck, Chuck the Cuck.
Ooh.
Like, and but yet you beat everybody though. Like. That'd be such a great gimmick.
You're the toughest man alive.
That'd be a great wrestling gimmick.
Yeah, you're the toughest man alive who can never be pinned. You just like to see your wife get screwed by other guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Cuck Rogers.
Oh, man. Cuck Thompson. That's great.
Yeah.
Who's Cuck Thompson?
Yeah, who's that?
That's a made-up character.
Oh, it's a made-up guy.
I don't know if you saw this, Feeny.
Hold on,
wait.
Let's go back to our betting. So anyway,
Feeny,
I bet. But the fights in the card were good, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the main event was
good. I can't remember who was involved. Oh, yeah, Josie Aldo Jr. Why do I keep thinking I'm saying Josie wrong?
Jose?
No, it's Josie.
Is it?
I don't know why. Whatever. Anyway, he looked better than he's looked since before Connor beat him. Like, that's the best he's looked since Connor beat him.
Yeah.
Don't act like you know what we're talking about. Feeny.
He's a great fighter.
No, agreed. Agreed. He looked really good.
I thought he looked like he looked better than when Jan beat him a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think that if he continues to fight like this, he can actually become the champion.
The champion of the world?
Champion.
He was the world.
Yeah, he was prime Aldo.
Hey, I listened to a podcast, to Chael Sonnen's podcast, Welcome, You're Welcome or something today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he had a great point. He goes about John Jones. He's like, John Jones actually gave up the light heavyweight title. Like who can you imagine being the world champion and being so good that you can go, oh, I'm going to give you the belt back and go for another one.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine like giving away the world title?
Yeah. I don't want it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who gives
I've
away
had enough.
Like I never looked at it that way, but who gives away a championship?
Yeah, but now he can say I'm the undefeated champion.
I know, but I'm saying, but it's still weird that he would go, you know, like I've got the belt. Yeah, I don't need it. I'll get another one.
Mm-hmm. Just give it to somebody else. They're never going to take it from me.
See, I think like a lot of people are saying that it's bad for him that he got boxed out because Cyril Gane all of a sudden looks so great and he's going to fight Ngannou. But I think if Cyril beats Ngannou, then that's an even bigger fight for John Jones because they have a more similar style.
Yeah, agreed.
Are you awake, Feeny?
Yeah.
You can fall asleep once.
No, I'm here. Can you
got bags under your eyes.
Am I muted?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? I know. It's because of the damn Klondike glasses.
The Klondike glasses? Are they like a Klondike bar?
The glasses.
Yeah.
I'll get used to them. I'm actually about to use my eye drops live for the first time ever on the Raven Effect.
Oh, hey, it's a momentous occasion here.
Also, Rich, would you tell your people that don't like you to stop sending in, subscribing you for all kinds of stupid shit on fan mail?
We went over this last week. I think you're just egging them on.
It's an epidemic.
No, I know, but they're for you, though, so please tell them that you have nothing to do. You don't read them.
You know what? I love getting them so much that, you should keep sending them.
Okay,
I love it.
Good. Yeah. That'll help. Let's get to the fan mail.
We can't do fan mail yet. We've been on fucking 10 minutes.
It says 40 minutes. You know what I ordered? Rich, you might have heard about these.
What?
I heard they're very popular in the WWE office. Is
what?
The Japanese cooling eye drops. You know about those?
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No. What's with the Japanese cooling eye drops?
Well, they're eye drops, but they make your eye cool.
So if your eye isn't very hip, it'll start with like being a cool eye.
Yes.
Are they like mentholated eye drops? Is that?
I don't know.
That would sting, wouldn't it?
No, they work perfectly. It's like having a little air conditioner in your eyeball.
Really?
Does it work if you have if the heat's past like a certain temperature, like if the heat index is over 90 degrees?
And they kick on, yeah. You hear, and the air starts flowing.
The air starts flowing, your hair starts going, and next thing you know, some cock you're blowing.
That a song?
And that's why, yeah, it is now. And that's when you get the cock cage.
When you're a tomcat.
If you're worried about, like, if you're worried about girls just trying to rape you and have sex with you, that's when you buy a cock cage. That's another reason to buy a cock cage.
Yeah, but they'll get the
Who's
cage.
Who's that yelling in the background?
That's my roommate.
Well, tell him to quit jerking off to the Egyptian national anthem.
Yeah, it's rude.
How rude?
I don't like his attitude.
How about that? How about the chick from Full House had a catchphrase when she was like 8?
How rude. And now she probably does it, she probably does it on Cameo now.
And now she goes, I am Groot.
Wait, is that true?
No.
Okay.
But she is she was
what chick on Full House?
Dance off, pants off. The middle chick.
Cameron Bure, whatever her name is?
No, that was the oldest one.
Hmm.
No, the middle one had the catchphrase, how rude.
Yeah, she had
the, I don't remember.
She had the catchphrase. Good.
And then she became the star of the greatest TV show ever, Dance Off, Pants Off. Or at least the greatest titled show. It's not a very good show, though.
That was a show?
Yeah, Dance Off, Pants Off.
God damn it.
Sounds like a porn series, doesn't it?
Should be.
Yeah.
No, then it would be the Pants Off, Dance Off. Yeah, she had the catchphrase in Full House when she was younger, and then as she got older on Fuller House, she had the big cans. So it's kind of...
Yeah, she was so tiny, but then she got into a big boob mama.
Yep.
It's kind of like Punky Brewster, right?
Who's that?
And she had big... Soleil Moon Frye, didn't she have, like, gigantic boobs?
Punky Brewster went for the Memphis title in 86?
Yeah, I believe she did have a... I remember hearing about that.
Hmm.
And I was surprised. I remember watching that show. She seemed so innocent and sweet. And next thing you know, she's getting a boob job. Or, well, a reverse boob job.
What are you trying to say?
That doesn't make her makes her less than innocent?
You just don't think of her. I didn't think of her. Salacious, I didn't think of her in those terms. Is what
salacious
I'm
YouTube headline. Rich Bocchini hates women with breast implants. You heard it here first.
Rich, why do you hate women with breast implants?
Ah, here we go.
He thinks they're all tomcats.
What about now? Where did the term tomboy come from? We still haven't figured that out.
Well, we figured out tomcat. Let's figure out tomboy.
Say, just look up where did tomboy come from.
Hang on, I got to close the penis cage window.
But is it ever really closed? I guess when it's locked tight, it is.
Tomboy origin. Tomboy, 1550s, rude, boisterous boy from Tom plus boy, meaning wild, romping girl who acts like a spirited boy. First recorded 1590s, could also mean strumpet, bold, or immodest woman. 1570s.
Strumpet?
Oh, strumpet. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Rich, could you read that in slow, turn the speed from 2 down to 1?
Okay, according to Google, tomboy, the noun, 1550s, quote, rude, boisterous boy from Tom plus boy, meaning wild, romping girl who acts like a spirited boy,
come from?
Is first recorded in the 1590s. It could also mean strumpet, bold or immodest woman.
Know
that's
what
from
it
the
means.
1570s.
Where did it come from?
I don't fucking know. Here's the wait a minute. The etymology of it is, it was first the first
wait,
printed
wait
use of the term was Ralph Royster Doyster.
You're saying it was an insect?
Yeah.
Because you looked up the etymology of it.
The etymology.
Oh. Yeah, is that etymologies?
Mm. The first printed use of the term was in Ralph Royster Doyster, published in 1567. Hmm.
You said 1552 before.
Well, that's the I'm just telling you what Google says. That's all.
So Google's already contradicting itself.
It never does that.
Sort of like the Bible. A lot of contradictions in the Bible.
You think? Let's see. Hold on.
That's the word of God.
In her 1898 book, Women and Economics, feminist writer Charlotte Perkins Gilman launched the health benefits of being a tomboy, as well as the freedom for gender exploration. Not feminine till it is time to be.
Yeah, I still don't know where the term Tom, why they put Tom in front of boy.
Author Michelle Ann Abate stated that in 19th century American culture, the usage of the word tomboy came to refer. It still doesn't say where it came from.
Hmm.
All right, let's go to Raven D's letter. It says Jack White.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Jack White is the subject.
Is there anybody more insufferable than Jack fucking White?
Jack me off.
The White House press secretary.
Oh, come on now. She's a saint.
Ugh.
Oh, it's not working. I have to go redo the web, pull the web page up again. It's not working.
Jen Psaki, a saint in a. She's a. Like Dorothy Mantooth. She's a saint.
Wait a minute.
I'm
going
to take her out to a nice steak dinner.
Yes.
And yeah, never call her again.
Wait a minute. Stop the show. My computer is frozen-ish.
Uh-oh.
But no, it's still working on the. Let's see. What the hell? I can't do it. Nothing moves with the. I'm not even on the show now, am I?
You're here.
I can't see because I got a page covering it that won't move.
Maybe your email is frozen.
Yeah, the email is frozed up. But my whole page is a screen. I can't move anything. I can't shake anything.
Why not?
That's a shame.
What did you do, Rich?
You're a real mover and shaker.
I didn't do anything to your computer. Why are you blaming me?
You touched something.
What'd you do, Rich?
How come I always get the blame?
What'd you do?
You're blameworthy.
I didn't do anything. I did nothing.
We have a letter from Muscles Marinara.
Oh. Hi, Muscles.
The only thing that's working is nothing. It's even giving me a hand shape, but it won't do anything. I'm going to have to force quit this baby, but I can't even get that to come up.
Oh, man. Come on now.
We're dead in the water here, Rich. Entertain the people.
I don't know how to entertain anyone.
Damn it.
You don't know how to entertain anyone.
Here, I'll give you some thinking music.
Okay.
That's great.
What is it, Raymond? What are you doing? I'm trying to fix your computer for you here.
My screen's frozen.
What's happening?
My screen's frozen, so I can't move anything. I can't click anything. I can't shut anything off or on. All right. So, for those who... this is the next day from yesterday when we were recording because we had technical difficulties. Feeny blew up the whole system and then even affected my system all the way billions of miles away in another planetoid.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to give you another 20, 30 minutes to wrap up the show. And Rich is asleep, which is par for the course. He's halfway. He's asleep anyway when we do the show. Feeney's wearing glasses again. He's out of his contacts.
No, they're the ones in my left eye somewhere. I'm waiting on some cooling eye drops and then soft tip pliers or whatever, so I can dig in there, which is going to be a great time.
Isn't it hurting in there?
Yes.
It hurts so bad when it gets stuck under the eyelash.
Yeah, but I'm here I'm powering through, and I'm a team player.
I don't see how you can, because once I get them under there, I mean, it makes me tear up. I can't open my eye.
Yeah, so I figure I can feel it over here.
What you have to do is you have to just shove your fingers up in there and just pull it out.
So that's my luck for the third day of having them. I've already got a problem, but I figure it's all... like you said, par for the course, you know, got to learn and all that, so.
Feeney lost his contact in the back of his eye under his eye. Is that so painful?
Yeesh. That's why I don't wear tiny glasses in my eyes.
Did you, you never tried them?
What about contacts?
Nah, I can't do it.
Did you ever think about getting, like, you know, you have them on the stick and you hold them like this? Like people used to do?
I tried. I wanted them so bad for hockey. I can't do it.
Yeah.
What, you wanted to wear glasses with a handle? Yeah.
So I said to Raven, now I have tiny soft tip pliers so I can dig them out, which is going to be...
We've joked about this before. Like I can't
get it. I don't know. I can't get it. I'm looking in. I have a magnified mirror, and I'm like, I can't...
No, you can't find it. Yeah. No, you have to just put your head over the sink, stick water in there, and keep trying to flush it out into a corner so you can kind of shove your fingers up there and grab it.
Yeah.
And I got fat fingers, so it's, you know.
It'll be an interesting process for sure.
All right, let's get to the fan mail.
Yes.
Now you can say so too soon, Rich.
So already?
Yeah.
There we go. That's what you say. I knew you said something. Yeah, but we're already halfway into the show, though.
How long did you stick around and talk to yourself, Rich, after we both...
Well, Raven and I talked. We tried to...
keep
we
it
carried
going.
On. We yeah. soldered on.
Yeah.
Yeah. We attempted to continue, but the fanny mail. Yeah, we must have gotten so many fanny mails that the thing just blew up.
Just blew up.
Probably. Hang on. What?
See, it's doing it again.
Oh yep. No! Oh no!
Oh no! I was kidding. Maybe it is.
How do you get a? How do you get a click a? Never mind. I'll figure it out. I'll do the math on this. All right, so the fanny mail, hold on. I have to clear out all the fake fanny mail.
No, boy.
It's an epidemic is what it is.
How can you tell if they're fake?
Because they're from, like, baseball teams.
Oh, are they? Like who?
Everybody. they're for you.
No. Raven, did you not want to make fun of Feeny today? You know what today is?
His birthday?
No, today's the day that Trump's supposed to be reinstated.
Oh, is he getting reinstated?
Yes, according to Mike Lindell and some others, August the 13th is supposed to be the day.
How do you know it didn't happen?
August 13th?
Today it is. It's Friday the 13th. They picked the hell of a day.
I don't know. Let's go to the email from Muscles Marinara, Saturday at 9:45 p.m. Good Brother Raven. The subject is blessing question mark. Good Brother Raven, I'm writing to you in hopes I have your blessing. I'm currently taking the training in the independent scene, and I'll be going by the name Beltran, which means son of the Raven. I'm not trying to copy, mock, or steal any of your accomplishments, but you've been my inspiration since day one. Move, set, look, entrance, and tying to the embrace. One of the greatest of all time. So I have your blessing as the illegitimate son of Raven. No, you don't. I have no idea who you are. I can't bless you. I can't give you my blessing, especially with a name like Muscles Marinara.
Yeah, you could be the complete dog shit.
Muscles Marinara is an Italian food.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a muscle guy's nickname. Like the guy's name was Marinara, and is say, I'm Muscles Marinara.
That sounds like a working name, doesn't it?
Muscles Marinara. I think there's been a guy named that. But what if
I think so too.
What if Beltran's really, really good? You know what? You should just right now say, give me 33.3% of your career earnings, and you got a deal. That's what I think. All right, 40.
Do you think
40%? Well, what about 40%?
Well, keep bidding for me, and we'll work it out. All right, let me delete that and move on to let's see what David Parrish has to say. He has some random thoughts.
Besides, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You say, what do they always say? Like, oh, you don't want to be the second Hulk Hogan. You want to be the first, whatever. You don't want to be the second Raven Beltran. You want to be the first of you. That's what you do.
Yeah, but nobody knows that Beltran means son of Raven.
Not at all.
I'm not even sure that's accurate.
Yeah, I never heard that in my life.
Yeah, I thought Beltran was the referee with the long mustache beard.
From UFC, yeah.
Yeah, he's got like a really long mustache beard that hangs down about 4 feet.
It's horrible.
Yeah, and he tucks it in his shirt, and he's so huge that you can't even tell.
What do you think of when you hear Beltran,
Rich? I think of him, Mike Beltran.
What do you think, Rich, as a baseball guy?
Yeah, Carlos.
There you go. That's the first thing that came up when I looked up Beltran. I don't see anything about Son of Raven.
Played for the Astros, didn't he, Beltran?
Yeah, and he was also a steroid
Cleveland
abuser,
as well.
Apparently.
He was what?
Steroid abuser or a steroid salesman?
Well, there's also a UFC or an MMA fighter, Joey Beltran, who's in a couple with some... a bare-knuckle boxer, a bare-knuckle fighting female. The one who beat PJVZ.
I don't see anything about this. Well, no, but... Oh, wait a minute. Beltran is a Spanish male-given name and surname. In non-Spanish-speaking countries, the accent is usually omitted as, well, Beltran. It derives from the Germanic words bright and haram, raven.
Bright and raven?
Mm-hmm.
What was the haram you said first?
Haram is raven and Bert is bright.
Haram?
H-R-A-M-N. Haram.
What's that got to do with Beltran?
Haram.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. But that's what I got here on the old Wikipedia.
Wikipedia? I wonder what we would have got if we would have looked at it yesterday.
Hmm.
The Winklepedia?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so random thoughts from David Parrish. Every time I hear someone use the word vajayjay, I can't help but think of a six-foot-tall vagina in a funny-looking hat strutting down a street yelling, dynamite! Speaking of vaginas, I always thought they should be bioluminescent. Just makes sense to me. That's a good point. You know what bioluminescence is, Feeny?
No.
That's when they glow underwater.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice.
That's like when, you know, fish glow underwater, they're bioluminescent.
It would make showers a really good time.
Thanks for making me feel like a dirty old man talking that way in front of a 12-year-old girl. That's your own shortcoming, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, keep up. No, wait, that makes me feel dirty too, so keep it away from me. David A. Parrish. Sent from Yahoo Mail on Android. On Android?
Yeah.
Dumbass. Idiots. All right, let's see what Raven D has to say. She's the 12-year-old in question.
Uh-oh.
No, I mean, she's not the 12-year-old. Jonesa Bass is the 12-year-old. Should we listen to Raven D first or Jonesa Bass?
Let's go with longevity.
Longevity. Yeah. So.
Or should we listen to the Rich and Feeny Show, Episode 3 from Aldo Banda?
I think.
All right, let's go. That way we go to Stefano Bernabei with Rich's apology.
Hmm. Oh, hi.
Dear former U.S. WCW U.S. champ, the guy who this email if and the guy who this email if and the other one who oh the guy who this email is it's supposed to say not if and the other one who's on Conan's podcast.
It's true.
Rich, in the last email, I asked you guys if you were going to continue being Amazon wishlist whores. I want to say sorry that I couldn't look into the future and see that you were going to stop. In the famous words of Raven, when he had to apologize in front of the ECW crowd, if I deeply offended you, I apologize. Do you accept from one Italian to the other from Stefano?
Mm.
Did you close up your wish list, Shaq?
I told you last week on the show.
Yeah, but did you deleted it right then and there.
Did you open it back up? No, it's not on there.
That's ridiculous.
You can look right now.
There's nothing that can ever make me take mine down. No amounts of shame, no amounts of anything.
Nah, Feeny.
Now
what
I should.
What if they bought you a big enough gift?
Yeah, that's true. There's some ridiculous things in there that I don't expect anyone to buy, like computers and stuff. If I received a computer, I think that's the biggest one. Then I'd probably be like, "All right, this is getting out of hand."
Yeah.
Hmm.
Although
I think you would double down and go for a car.
Yeah, I'd go for a car next, right? Maybe a house payment.
Why not?
All right, let's go to the Rich and Feeny Show, Episode 3 from Aldo Banda.
And did I confirm that I accept his apology? I forget.
No, you didn't. Dear Raven, the leader of the Fruit Loop Troop, and Mr. On My Own Grandpa. Which one of you is the leader of the Fruit Loop Troop?
I don't know.
I'm not sure on this one.
And who's their own grandpa?
Wait a minute. Is that me because I have the same name as my grandfather?
No, I think it's because I think it's Rich because he's like an old man.
Hmm.
What?
I don't know. You sit on your porch and yell, "Hey, get off my lawn, you kids!" I don't know. Hope everyone is having a fun day today, except for a certain slut face hoe bag that ghosted me earlier this week. I hope that nasty cum burping bitch is having a terrible day and ends up with IBS before midnight tonight.
Wow.
Holy Why midnight? Smokes.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's time for a new episode of the Rich and Feeny Show, brought to you by my brilliant mind since I can't get sponsors to help me out with this sort of thing, and because I can't drum up any ad sales because I'm stuck in my dead-end job all fucking week.
Mm.
Episode 3, El Fantasmo and the Chicken Run Blastorama. It's a big day for our two favorite numbskulls as the Raven Effect podcast is set to record its first ever episode with a live audience in attendance. Rich and Feeny arrive in town on a Friday and decide to sightsee and find activities to do before the show on Sunday. They end up in a TV studio to kill time and attend the revival of Crossing Over, the TV show with John Edward. Yes, that guy, who claims he can talk to dead people's spirits. At the show, Edwards merely takes uselessly vague statements about the deceased and advises Rich that his great-grandmother wants him to look for four white doves. Leaving the studio, Rich spots a poster advertising a BDSM school with four white birds as its logo. Convinced, he rushes off to enroll himself. Feeney goes to Edward's trailer and offends him by trying to get him to admit that what he does is not real and calls him the biggest douche in the universe. Before Feeney leaves, he steals some of Edward's books to learn more about the cold reading technique that fortune tellers and psychics use. In an attempt to persuade Rich that Edward is a fake, Feeney demonstrates cold reading on some passerbys as they stand in the street, but the plan backfires when the crowd believes that Feeney actually has psychic powers, and he is immediately given his own show.
Mm.
This prompts Edward to challenge Feeney to a psychic showdown. At the psychic showdown, Feeney finally convinces Rich and much of the audience that although it may be comforting to think of their deceased relatives talking to them, such a fate isn't a particularly desirable one, especially if it means they have to talk to Edward. A large spacecraft suddenly crashes through the studio roof. The nomination committee for the annual Biggest Douche in the Universe Award, made up of several different aliens, comes to take Edward to the award ceremony, for they have accepted Feeney's nomination he unintentionally made earlier. Once taken there, Edward wins the prize, despite throughout yelling, "I am not a douche," beating a variety of aliens, including one that is literally a giant douche. With that wacky adventure behind him, the duo realize they only have 15 minutes to get across town to make the show on time. While arguing amongst themselves, one of the aliens appears behind him. "Hey, I recognize your voices. You're those two guys from the Raven Effect podcast, aren't you? That is the number 3 podcast on my home planet, right behind Outer Space Lifestyles and some other podcasts that some drunk guy from Texas does. I'm on my way to attend a live episode. I'll take you guys there." The alien then snaps his fingers and takes the form of a human disguise. Rich and Feeney hop in an odd-looking car and are flown to the building. Unfortunately, the two get sick because of the speed and altitude and end up vomiting all over the backseat of the alien's vehicle. They sneak out and run into the building before they are caught. After the show, everyone leaves and it's time to make the trip home. But as the two arrive in their airport parking lot, they are attacked by John Edward and his biggest douche in the universe trophy. The trophy breaks and Richard Feeney manage to fight back enough to scare Edwards away. Suddenly, the two are attacked again, this time by the alien who flew them earlier. The alien then beats the crap out of them with kicks, punches, and literally tossing them around with super alien strength. The alien then leaves as Rich and Feeney struggle to stand up. When they do, Raven comes up behind him and shoves him into the nearby trash can filled with 3-day-old moldy garbage and dog urine.
Oh.
"Out of my way, fart knockers. I want to get something to eat before everything closes." The end. Jeez. Signed, some drunk guy from Texas sent from my crappy iPhone.
That was creative.
Was bad.
I think that's a true story. So I remember pushing you guys into the 3-day-old moldy urine garbage can.
Oh, yeah?
Had quite the plot twist when my attempt to disprove psychic readers turned out to give me my own show. I do enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Raven D. Jack White. You know, I have to catch a flight in like a couple hours.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Holyoke, Mass.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's right.
It's from Raven D. Jack White. As promised, Feeney, 3 fictions I owe you. 1, title, I Cut Like a Buffalo. Joe Feeney, 3, ate a huge burrito and needed to take a dump. He sat on the toilet, farted a few times, and with the joy, he took a whiff of his own stench. Then he had to pee, so he did. Then he sat back down and jerked off while he tried to push out a giant, lumpy Hershey turd.
Oh.
This is from a female. The foot long was halfway out of his ass. He climaxed, his butthole clenched, cut half of the turd off, and the rest was just stuck in there for the remainder of the day. The end.
Very nice. Title.
Number 2, title, Broken Boy Soldier. Hi, I'm Joe Feeney III. I'm walking into the sex shop to buy my wife a gift. I perused a variety of plastic dicks. I found a flesh-colored one that surpassed the circumference of my fist, was full of detailed, bulging veins, and I bought it. I walked out of the shop with a black bag. Who am I kidding? I didn't buy this for my wife. I bought it for myself.
Oh.
Eyes looking both ways multiple times, I went into a back alley, dived headfirst into a dumpster, fell on my head, but stayed in the same awkward upside-down position, tore off my jeans, and fucked my asshole with the giant dong. The lid opened and a bag of trash fell on me. Thus, the dong slipped out of my hand, fell deep inside me, and it was lost in time. The end.
Being covered a lot of trash today.
All right, here's the third, man. Number 3. Title, I Just Don't Know What to Do With Myself. One day, Feeney was bored and horny. He wanted to be able to finish masturbating quickly, so he logged into YouTube and played Raven's wrestling matches. I want to see his kilt lift some more, Feeney said as he bit his lip and breathe like a fat kid with asthma issues.
Oh, this is awful.
The fap noises became rapid as his eyeballs fixated on Raven's image on the screen. Ooh-yah! He moaned loudly, and he was close to climax. Then a meteor of the shape and size of Texas struck the planet, and everybody died. The end.
That's it, huh?
Those are not true stories, I don't think.
I mean, that really is it. The planet is gone at the end there, so.
I don't think those are true stories.
You don't think so?
No.
Why?
No.
I don't know. Something just gives me the idea. All right, and we're going to read one more email, and then we're going to get out of here. This is from Joan Sebas in the mind of a 12-year-old. And if she keeps writing these long ones, she may not get read every week. So there.
For so many weeks here, because I don't see the names of these folks that write this stuff. For some reason, I've been thinking that you've been saying like John Joan Sebas.
It's Jonsa, J-O-U-N-S-A.
Okay.
Or it's John Sebastian.
Well, see, that's what kept on popping in my head too, and it's just
welcome
I don't know,
back.
Cognitive
your dreams
dissonance.
Were your ticket out.
Did you not see the pictures posted, Rich? She posted.
No, I did. Yeah. No, I did, but it still. It just. I don't know. It didn't. It didn't click.
Dear Raven and the crew, Motley Crew. Only if they wear high heels. School sucks. Hey Joe, last week you mentioned you have a Kindle. Question: if the Kindle ever got a virus or had malware in it, would it be considered a bookworm? I was going to buy you a bookmark for your Kindle beanie, but
oh, damn it!
Also for Joe, since you don't have any kids, I have no problem with playing the role every week of being the redheaded stepchild that you never knew and didn't want. Only I won't actually have red hair, and you won't actually have to pay child support. Not a bad bargain.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so after a couple weeks of anticipation. Keeping it 100 story. Not as good as Toy Story, but here it is anyway. A few months ago, way before I ever started writing in, we were listening to some older Raven Effect episodes, and during one of them I told my dad that I was interested in learning to play the drums. So he made a Twitter account because Twitter says I'm too young to have my own. Really? You have to be a certain age to have a Twitter account?
I wonder what it is.
I didn't know that.
What is it, 16? Yeah. Is it 18?
I don't know. Anyway, but to ask Rich about which drum set he had suggested to another listener on the show because Dad couldn't remember in which episode Rich mentioned it. Rich never responded to the tweet, by the way. Way to go, Rich.
I didn't?
Oh. No. But what about a week or so after making the account, just out of the blue, Conan sent a random tweet asking if we listened to Keeping the 100. I said no, but we'll check it out. Conan asked my name and what city I rep and said he would shout me out on the show within the next 5 weeks. So I told him. I then asked Dad if he knew Conan, and he said, Odele, viva la raza. Yeah, I know Conan. So we actually started listening to for the next 4 or 5 Thursdays, hoping to hear my name. Well, I don't know if Dad still listens, but I lost interest, so I have no idea if he ever got around to me. I'm sure Dad would have told me if he had heard it. I almost didn't even make it into the first episode because it was like a 5-minute commercial in the beginning, which made me question Dad if he paid his Spotify or not. Like, why are there commercials all of a sudden? It took us a while to figure out that the commercial spots were part of the podcast and we could skip them. Or weren't part of the podcast. I guess you meant weren't part of the podcast. I didn't know what it was, that it was also a more serious wrestling podcast, like a lot of wrestling talk. I like the funny. It's why I'm here. Plus, you know, big Raven fan, and I'm a reprobate. But honestly, the worst part to me was Disco. When we first heard him when you were talking, even Dad didn't know who it was. Or even Dad didn't know it was D.I. Heck, I thought it was Kermit the Frog, and it took my dad a good minute to figure out, oh, that's Disco. Then we started to recognize the other voice, and we're like, oh, that's Joe. And just so you know, even though it wasn't you who got me to listen to Keeping the 100, you are the reason that I listened to as many episodes as I did.
Oh, thank you very much.
Mm.
But it was like Disco would always cut you off whenever you would start talking and never let you finish your thought. I really felt bad for you being interrupted all the time. And it just got to the point where I couldn't cut you off whenever you would start talking and never let you finish. Where I couldn't cut you off. No, where I couldn't deal. Yeah. Get the lines mixed up. I might randomly try to look at AEW just to see if they have Jade Cargill doing. Who's Jade Cargill? Doing something worthwhile. I trained with her a couple times just before she got signed last November. I rarely watch WWE, and it might turn to it if I think about it and nothing else interesting is on, and I don't care much to hear Disco talk about the shows that I didn't care to watch in the first place. And the way he stays so monotone while blowing through emails, ignoring any punctuation like, bruh, slow down. I just can't. Hey, I'm just keeping it one. One thou wow boom. Over the summer during a trip, Florida trip, we were on the beach, and because I'm mixed, I entered and tried to win a suntanning competition, but all I got was the bronze. I stayed up all night once trying to figure out where the sun was. Then it dawned on me. That's pretty good.
Yes. God.
Very good.
Hey, Rich, was this email crappy enough? Your favorite reprobate and delinquent, John Sebas. P.S. I asked Dad to tweet you guys a few pics from Comic-Cons, and I think he said he would also send the first two pics to Rave, selfishly kept to himself. What did I send to my... I don't know what you're talking about.
I liked it. She should send her critiques to the Keeping It 100 show, k100questions@gmail.com.
So does Conan just email random tweet random listeners or email them and say, you listen to the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or random Twitterers?
If someone's tweeting about wrestling and he's somewhere in the conversation, you will receive a DM from Conan.
Really?
That's how he markets the podcast.
Well,
goes right one by one.
Goes right to the people, yeah.
We do the exact opposite. If we get mentioned, we don't care.
Just, they never hear from us.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. That's good.
Although, I'd have to point out that you'd have to think that part about Disco interrupting me over and over again has to be fictional, right? There's no way that's accurate. He would never do that.
No. Yeah, who I don't like people that interrupt, unless, of course, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I like to be interrupted. I mean that I like to do the interrupting.
Yeah. It's the best type of interrupting.
You do that quite a bit.
Go to cameo.com, and I will give you a video shout-out and tell you. Or you can go to Pro Wrestling Tees. They have the same thing. They have the same kind of dealio, but they also have T-shirts you can buy of me and Feeny. And possibly Rich. Have we made a Rich shirt yet?
Yeah, Feeny still hasn't put the one shirt that I have up there.
It's been in process.
It's in production.
Yeah, we're still waiting for court to put us on the other thing, are we, Feeny?
Yeah. But that Pro Wrestling Tees thing was pretty genius. They saw all the buzz Cameo had, and they're using all these wrestlers, and Pro Wrestling Tees said, we could do that. Now give us our cut.
Yeah.
Pretty genius.
When are you going to talk to court about getting us some jelly rolls or whatever they are?
September 1st, we're going to have them.
Oh, okay. When's September 1st?
Next month.
Pretty soon.
Yeah, because that means if it's September 1st, I only have 7 shopping days left for my birthday.
That's it.
You should get the wish list together.
I see some really cool shirts. There's a website called Wayrates, WayRates. It's got some pretty cool shirts on it. They have like Le Mans, you know, like 1970s, 24 Hours of Le Mans shirts. They have like old like Gulf Gas and Texaco and like, but these old timey shirts. Like, they're really cool.
That's awesome.
No,
I'm
seriously,
check, I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, so I wear double extra large. But I refuse to whore myself like Feeny and Rich and make a wish list. But I do have a birthday coming up.
Yeah,
there.
I'm telling you, man. Why do you get a rag on us like that?
Subliminal marketing.
Just because the nice people like to send us stuff sometimes, you know, that doesn't mean anything bad.
Who says the people are nice?
Yeah, they might not be.
I can't verify that.
Look at that.
How do we know you didn't send it to yourself?
What are you talking about?
That could have happened. Maybe we should...
Facebook's The Raven
Effect. That's preposterous.
The Raven Effect.com. Fan mail is fanmail@TheRavenEffect.com. If you have addiction issues, go to the addiction hotline, 800-662-4357. Or go to addictionandrecovery.org and get some information, get some help. Imagine me if I was still drinking and doing drugs. You think I can keep a train of thought now? Imagine I can barely keep one now. Imagine how bad it would be if I was still on drugs and booze. Yeah, you get the point of that point I was making, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm not all the way gone yet. Just a little bit damaged in the head. Subscribe to MLW or Apple Podcasts, leave 5-star reviews and complimentary comments and one day or uncomplimentary comments, and one day Feeny will read your 5-star review out loud, and maybe he won't.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not.
Feeny can be found in the men's room taking photographs. Tapping and Rich can be found trying on underwear in the Goodwill box.
Yep.
Recommend or plug or something?
Feeny, do you have anything that you're plugging or no?
Plugging?
What are you plugging?
Oh, he's plugging that dildo.
I'll be in Vegas as this airs on Monday. I'll be in Vegas this week from Wednesday to Saturday. Wednesday and Thursday are just purely fun days, and then Friday I'll be at Conan's one-man show at 11 o'clock at the Nerd, and that should be a good time. Conan and myself will be there, of course, and there will be several surprises.
Hey, Feeny, when you go there, pick a casino and put $10 on red. No, on black. No, on number 17.
I do bet red. I like the first, second, and third 12, and then I have my numbers in my head that I like to use.
That's how you do it, huh?
Bet $10 for me on red, and then on number 17, 5 on 17 and 5 on red. And then just keep running the table, and if we get over $100, then just pocket it.
All right.
That's the plan.
Red and 17.
Yeah.
This coming week, I will be in Chicago. I would like to see everybody there at Warrior Wrestling, warriorwrestling.net.
Would you like to see everybody there?
I would. I would like everybody that's listening to this that lives in the Chicago area to buy a ticket and come to the Stadium Series outside. It's a lot of fun. You can bring food. You can bring your own beer. Come to the show.
Mike Durbin. 21st. Mike Durbin is from the Chicago area. Maybe I should
He should come to the show. Some good matches too. Jay White and Sam Adonis are gonna have a match. Trey Miguel against Jake something. Lots of other cool stuff as well.
Yeah,
Kylie Ray.
Plug wrestling.
Is his name really?
This is a wrestling podcast.
Yeah,
well. It's on the wrestling charts. Yeah. Is his name really Jake something, or did you forget his last name?
He's an Impact guy, isn't he?
Jake something.
What else is going on? Oh, Kylie Ray against Thunder Rosa. I'm excited for that.
That should be a good one.
That's enough plugs. Recommendations.
Enough plugs. Wow.
Got any recommendations, Rich?
No.
Wow. See, you can't even recommend something, but you can plug all you do is plug in and plug your wish list.
Yes. I mean, that's why wouldn't I do that?
I don't know.
What's up?
Good point.
I recommend.
Yeah, open the door.
I recommend that any Raven Effect listeners that live near Las Vegas contact me, and then we all take a limo to see Disco at Sapphire.
Why would you want to see Disco strip?
Well, I'll say hello, and then I'll move along my way. But because if you go there and you mention his name, you get a free drink, and you get in for free. So.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
And you get a limo. But I'm actually, because I'm very well read and in the literature and all that, I'm reading William Burroughs' Junkie. So this should be a very uplifting tale. Just started it.
Funky like a junkie monkey?
Yep.
That was a Dusty quote, wasn't it?
Funky like a monkey.
It wasn't funky like a junkie monkey?
What do you think about that, Rich? Do you ever read any William Burroughs?
No, but you know what? He's well renowned in the metal community, the alternative rock community too.
That's right. Yes, he is.
A lot of William Burroughs stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he was morphine addict, right? Or was it heroin?
Well, I mean, isn't it? It's not the same thing, but it's.
Well, I mean, yeah, same family.
Yeah, yeah. That's the book's called Junkie, and there's a needle on the cover. So I think I'm gonna. I'm gonna be getting some of that.
Sorry, I was my roommate interrupting the program here.
I like I'm a Ginsberg fan.
Roommate. Always blame it on the roommate. Good thinking, Rich.
You ever read Howl by Allen Ginsberg?
No, I have not.
Excellent stuff.
You know, actually, what I am reading now...
You know what's fucked up is that Feeny's an intellectual idiot.
He is an intellectual. He doesn't know what words mean, but he's, you know, he's an inquisitive moron.
Moron.
Inquisitive dope.
Inquisitive moron.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. So I read Tower of Lies, which one of the listeners sent me. From Barbara Ress, she was the engineer that built Trump Tower. Really interesting stuff.
Oh,
and
man.
The one I'm reading now is The Useful Idiot, which is tremendous.
You're not
going to
recommend
so
either of those?
No, I am recommending both. It came to me as I looked at Feeny.
These anti-Trump books are like porn for Rich at this point. Like he loves them so much.
It's good. It's
like dildo. Like if Rich could impale his butthole with a Trump with an anti-Trump book,
well,
he would do it.
You know,
without a question.
Yeah,
I would like to recommend this new Suicide Squad movie.
Is it good?
It's amazing. It is so fucking good. Special effects now are so good. It's like the shit is so realistic. Like if you didn't know any better, you would think, ah, superheroes are real. Like if you just showed up one day from another planet, you go and you saw a movie, you'd be like, that's real. Because it's, you know, it's like somebody will be flying through the air and all of a sudden they're running on the ground and there's no break in the camera. You know, there was no change of camera angle, you know, no change of camera for a different shot. And it's a great movie. Really good. And they kill lots of people, too. Lots of heroes. Lots of villains.
As the Wrestling Adjacent podcast, how was the John Cena's performance?
Oh, Cena was amazing.
Was he good? He's a bad guy, yeah. Right?
See, I can watch him in a movie because I don't really know him. You know, I only met him a few times. Mm-hmm. But, like, somebody I know in a movie kind of ruins the movie for me because I'm like, ah, that's my buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I get what you mean.
I'm like, ah, that's my buddy there. I know him. But I don't really know Cena that well, so with him I can watch it and just be, you know, dispassionate. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, I laughed my balls off when I saw what's his face, Alex Riley, Kevin Kiley in Glow.
Who what?
You didn't recognize that was him there, Feeny?
I didn't see Glow.
Oh, and I forget what episode it was. It's the one where the main character, the blonde, they go to an indie show and.
We haven't seen the show.
A lot of people have seen Glow. But anyway, Alex Riley, the former Alex Riley is in it. And
who's Alex Riley?
He wrestled for a little bit. Yeah. He was a commentary partner of mine at NXT. And the funniest thing was like he was just him. Because that's him. Mm-hmm. And if you saw it, you'd probably laugh and but he's not really acting.
But since I have no idea who he is, I wouldn't get the joke that he's playing.
He was getting a push until he got he pissed somebody off.
He ran afoul of an actor that you just saw in Suicide Squad.
Yes, he ran afoul of some. I still don't know why. All I know is the innuendo that there was something that occurred that. Yeah,
there's clips.
Cena?
Yeah, there's clips of him just lighting him up in the ring. Cena just. Just yeah. Drilling yep. him. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Seen him lighting up Alex Riley?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's dumping gasoline on him. I asked him too. I said, hey, what's the story with this? He's like, not going to talk about it. Someday I will, and he still hasn't really.
Yeah, he has.
Spoke the tea on that. So
who do you think's in the right?
I have no idea.
No, you have an opinion.
No, I don't. I legitimately have no idea. I mean, I don't know.
What do you think happened?
Oh, I don't want to speculate. I've heard a couple different things. I don't know. I don't want to speculate.
Yes, you do.
Rich himself. Rich doesn't want to run afoul of John either. So.
Oh, I don't care one way or the other. But no, I don't. I just, literally, I don't. I've heard different things about what it was, but
like,
I don't want to.
What have you heard?
I'll text you.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Dirt,
all right,
dirt.
So, damn bastards, intellectual idiots and moronic inquisitors.
Oh boy,
peace, love, and I gotta take a nap before my flight.
There you go.
When's your flight? An hour?
No, I don't have to leave the house till 7:45.
Oh, all right,
yeah, so I got time for a nap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can take a little shutsy, you'll be fine.
A shutsy,
yeah, a little shutsy.
Is that German for nap?
Yeah, that's a, you know, that's a hockey holdover for some reason. A nap is a shot. I'm gonna go take a little shotsy.
That's German for nap, and then Beltran
gonna
is
take a shotsy on goal.
Yes,
there you go.
Yes, lots of shotsies on goal for sure.
All right, peace, love, and I already did that. Quote the Raven, nevermore. The end, and I'm gonna go to bed.